This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Venezuelan authorities have detained six suspects who allegedly used drones filled with explosives in an apparent assassination attempt on President Nicolas Maduro during an address to the military Saturday in Caracas. A group called the National Movement of Soldiers and T-Shirts claim responsibility. Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino López said it was an act of barbarism carried out as a desperate step, part of an effort to destabilize, through non-constitutional mechanisms, the legitimately elected government. Georgia State University professor Jennifer McCoy said the incident, whether real or staged, makes Mr. Maduro and his government look weak.
And whether it was an actual intent on him, then it shows the vulnerability of the security because it got fairly close. If it was, on the other hand, as some have alleged, actually staged by the government to rally support, that shows the vulnerability that they're feeling for losing support because of the dire economic situation.
Mr. Maduro initially blamed Colombia and the opposition in Florida for the incident. Both Bogota and Washington denied any involvement. Last year, a Venezuelan policeman hijacked a helicopter and fired at government buildings. He was eventually hunted down and killed. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar Sunday signed a Sudanese-mediated ceasefire and power-sharing agreement in Khartoum. Mr. Kiir said the agreement should be the end of 5 years of conflict and war. Foreign Minister Niel Dongneel said the South Sudanese leader has compromised for the sake of peace.
He has decided that for the sake of peace, and he wants to respond to the yearning of the people of South Sudan for peace. He has made a lot of sacrifice and will continue to make the necessary compromises in order for peace to be achieved.
The conflict is estimated to have killed tens of thousands, displaced a quarter of the people, and caused economic ruin. This is VOA News.